Hi, James from Ingvid, in the wilderness. If I run, it's because I am being chased. And that is not about today's topic, which is meditation and how it'll help with language learning. Now, I'm going to start with what meditation is, simply because I think if you don't understand it, you might think it doesn't have anything to do with language learning, but it's a great tool to help you learn. Let's get started, shall we? All right, so what is meditation? Meditation is a tool that we can use by focusing our thoughts on one object or to allow ourselves to be more aware of things around us so we can end up getting more control over our brain and ourselves. Especially in today's modern age where we're looking and seeing everything, we tend to have many, many thoughts and we have very little control over them. When we meditate, which is to take that time to focus on one thing, maybe your environment, like how many sounds you can hear, or to focus on our breathing, we close down the noise. But I don't want to go too far because that's part of my lesson. But it helps us get more control of ourselves and makes us much more efficient in everything we do. Now let's see how it applies to language learning. I'm going to give you 5 ways that meditation can help you with language learning. Are you ready? Let's start with number 1. Shh. Oh, sorry. Before I do that, I've got to do something with you. I'm going to do what's called a test retest. And I've done this for all of these videos I've done, which are not specifically about conversation, reading and writing, and grammar. It's more along the lines of helping you get better to make yourself better so that you can learn in a more efficient and effective way. So the test retest we're going to do is right now, what I want you to do is tell me how many sounds you can hear. Okay, stop. That's it. Don't worry about it. We're going to come back to that. So if that was very quick, what I was trying to sell you or get you to notice is, I know, birds. We're in the forest. What do you expect? It's Canada, eh? What I wanted you to do is see how aware you are of your environment, okay? When you're not conscious or you're not really thinking about it, what's going on, what do you think, all right? So our test retest was, how many sounds did you hear? If you heard 1, you heard 5, maybe you heard 6, maybe you heard nothing. You're like, just this guy on YouTube and I'm about to turn it. Don't turn it, it's about to get good. So what's the first thing you're gonna learn when you do meditation or how it helps with language learning? Well, remember I went, shh. It quiets your mind. Have you ever been in an environment like this one? See those people talking? Yeah, sometimes there's even more people talking. If you've ever gone to a movie theater or a really crazy bar or something, there's so many people talking, you're like, what? Hey, what was that? What are you trying to say? That stuff goes on in your brain all the time. Lots of messages are coming in, especially in the modern day where we have, oh my God, that's beautiful. Are you Woody Woodpecker? Hi. Sorry. Love being outside. Anyway, when you have all that noise, it's hard to concentrate. And that makes it hard for us to think. Okay? Well, meditation, because we're concentrating on one thing, we actually quiet those voices. Just like those people disappeared and my bird disappeared, it gets quieter. So you can concentrate and it's easy for you to take in information. That's number 1. Why do we do meditation? What would be another reason why we do meditation? Well, we've got quieting the brain. The other thing we've got is something called the prefrontal cortex. I know, big words. Prefrontal cortex, you can think pre is before, front is here, and it's part of your brain. Well, meditation helps to strengthen that area of the brain, and when it does that, it allows us to concentrate more. So not only is it quieter, we actually build it up so we can get better at concentration, which is exactly what we need when we're studying. Okay? That's pretty cool. I think he's getting something out of the tree. Now we're going to go to number 3. What else does meditation do for us? Well, it reduces stress. In reducing stress, what happens, it's funny about stress. Stress is something we do need. We get a little bit stressed when we're actually doing any activity, and it helps us remember things. That's why we get stressed, because we get emotional. When you have emotions and you mix them with something you're doing, you tend to remember. Remember that great party you went to last week? It's a great party. Oh, that's beautiful. It's a great party because you had fun. So you recall all the information. You remember where people were standing, what was going on. Okay? But if you have too much stress, like you're driving and cars are coming anywhere, it's hard to remember anything. We call it a blur. You don't remember anything clearly because it was too much. Well, meditation helps to reduce that stress so we can improve our memory. Cool? Nice. Another thing it does is it helps us with energy production. And you might say, how energy? Well, it's another thing about stress, which we've done 1, 2, 3. This would be number 4. It helps us because it helps us release stress from the body so we have more energy. When you are stressed out, you get really tight. When you release, you allow your blood to move a little bit more efficiently, goes through the body better, which carries energy for us, and oxygen, which we need to supply our brains with so we can think better. Okay? Number 5, which is really cool, meditation helps you sleep. What? Well, if you meditate during the day, you will get to bed faster at night. That's number 5, by the way, in case we lost count. Sleep is incredibly important for almost everything we do. People don't talk about it enough because some people are on what we call the grind, and they're trying to work really hard all the time, saying, I get 2 hours sleep because I work so hard. It's like, no, you want to get some sleep, actually, because if you don't sleep, your body doesn't rebuild itself. And during sleep, we actually get our memories are made better. We can actually take things we've done from today and yesterday, and they're put together for greater understanding. And what's language? If you go, la main and hand, French, hand, boom, right? We need to put two things together that we actually don't really, there's no direct association. Le sol, sun, we put it together. When you're sleeping, this is what happens. So you need that, and meditation helps you get into deeper rates of sleep. Pretty cool, huh? Okay. So now look, I've given you 5 ways that meditation can help you learn. And in case you didn't put it together, giving you more energy, relaxes the body. Less stress in the brain, so that the brain can actually concentrate. Prefrontal cortex, strengthening that region of the brain that actually helps us focus. Quiets the mind so we can take in the information, and then it gives us that great night's sleep. All of these things are required for learning. Learning anything, and especially languages. Now, I gave you a test retest before, right? Well, what I'm going to ask you to do right now is, you don't have to sit like this, like you're the Buddha, but for 30 seconds, I want you to be very, very quiet. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to listen. And in case you can't hear anything in your environment, listen to mine. I'm going to be back in a second. Back. So I want you to think about something now. How many sounds did you catch this time? Probably not 1, maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7. All you had to do was sit down and just listen. Listen to your environment. This is a form of meditation. And what I'd like you to do for the next 30 days as your homework is take 5 minutes and go outside and just listen. Here are the keys you have to remember. Number 1, listen to everything. I know it sounds weird, but listen to everything, even things you don't like, which leads to number 2. Don't judge any sounds. Sometimes people say, I like this sound, I don't like this sound. Don't judge them. They're just sounds. Okay? Number 3, tell that voice in your head to shut up. That's the one telling you what's a good sound and what's a bad sound. If you can do that, and don't say shut up, just say thank you very much, and then just go back to listening until eventually all you hear is sounds, nothing else. If you keep doing this, you're going to probably notice something. I said it's listening. It's going to help with your listening skills. Cool? So now you're working on something you want to do for English anyway, and you're making a stronger mind so you can learn more English. All right? 5 minutes for 30 days. If you're a superhero, If you're normal, 5 minutes. If you want to be really good student, do it twice a day. And if you want to be a superhero, I don't have a Batman shirt, but you know what I'm saying. Try it 3 times a day. After 30 days, you'll make a significant difference in just in your own language when people are speaking to you, but your learning and English capacity will just go through the roof. Okay? So, the Buddha has a quote on meditation. And he talks about minding your thoughts because you become. Now, this is not a direct quote. I'm sorry on that one. He said, minding your thoughts, like be careful of how you're thinking because what you think, you become. And the value of meditation is you get to choose what you're going to think. You get to choose how you're going to think. And then you get to choose who you're going to become. In this case, a language learner and an English language learner. Well, I'm proud to be your teacher, James, from Ingvid. And what's that? We're going to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com. Go to the website. And I forgot to say this in my last video, but I'm going to tell you now. Subscribe, please. Because if you're watching the series we put together, and I've got about 4 or 5 videos of these going out, if you've watched them all, you should be subscribed by now, okay? Because these are the tools we're giving you to help you actually learn, and this is the thing you want to do, learn English, yeah? So go to the website, check out the other videos on grammar, reading, writing, conversation, and listening. Anyway, have a great day, and I'll see you soon.